The following is a recording of the Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We are located in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. We are also located on the web at www.tpuuf.org. Please come visit us.
Good morning. Welcome to Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship, located in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. I am Linda Weaver, treasurer at TPUF. And on behalf of the congregation, I want to welcome you. Whether you've joined us in person or on Zoom, wherever you may be on your life's journey, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, however you identify or express your gender, whomever you love, whoever loves you, you are welcome here. We welcome you into this ever-expanding circle of love, compassion, and justice-seeking people. If you're visiting us for the first time, you'll notice a link to a virtual connection card in the chat. Please feel free to fill this out at any time during the service if you'd like to know more about us. We have a wonderful service planned for you today to bring our month-long celebration of women's history. This month, we will be featuring services about women led by women. Today, we will hear from one of the most amazing women I know, Senator Katie Muth. But more about the senator later. Also, this month, our Soul Matters theme is renewing faith. Our monthly themes invite us to think about not only what values our UU faith calls us to, but also the actions and skills that our times require of us. Pandemic time, along with our racial, political, and environmental challenges, exposes the need for humanity to change and adjust in key ways. So each month, we will explore a different skill that we need to lean into as we make our way through these challenging and complex days. Now, Tony Black will give us our opening words.
These words come to us from Reverend A. Powell Davies. He said, "So far as I can see, all the great leaders and the great exemplars of religion possessed faith in life's essence, in its hidden meaning, in its moral claim, and in the rightness of its inner spiritual guidance. And by this, the great ones lived their lives. So must we. There are no problems greater than our power to solve them. There are no burdens greater than our strength. We shape, by every moment of our lives, the great decisions. Then let us venture still, with reason as a lamp to guide us, but lighted with the light of faith." And now Lindy Fisher will light the chalice.
Hello, everyone. We light this flame as an act of faith. This is by Reverend Scott Taylor. We come with our doubts, worn out and worn down, wanting once again to trust, to believe that hope is not as fragile as it sometimes seems, that division is not as deep as it sometimes appears. And so we light this flame as an act of faith, a reminder, a redeclaration, a rekindling of the trust that darkness can't ever shut out the light, that kindness is more powerful than we know, that humility and accountability allow us to change, that together we can most certainly bend the arc of this beautiful universe towards justice. And now Marian Augustine will light, let me light this. There we go. And now Marian Augustine will light the peace lamp.
I will first say a few words, and then you will follow with "and all the people of the world." May peace be with us.
And all the people of the world.
Thank you, Lindy and Mary.
Now we will hear our gathering song. In selecting this song, I was thinking about our speaker today, the good senator from the 44th District. The song is "This Girl is on Fire," written and performed by Alicia Keys. Please enjoy.
She's just a girl and she's on fire, hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire, filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away.
We are going to see a video about girls and women.
Look at the world today. What do you see? The largest youth population in history, most in developing countries. The spread of conflict and instability from isolated pockets to whole regions, and a swiftly growing population that must be fed. How do we address global challenges in a rapidly changing world? By empowering women and girls. Investing in women and girls accelerates progress in every area. When girls have access to education and technology, they can learn more and earn more, pulling themselves and their families out of poverty. When women have equal rights and opportunities as peace builders and leaders, peace agreements cover more ground and last longer. And when women have control of resources, land, and markets, they can play a vital role in helping to feed a hungry planet. From climate change to extreme poverty, women are proving they're ready to transform the world. We cannot solve the world's problems without women, period. The way forward is clear. To meet the challenges of the future, we need to empower women and girls now. It is one of the smartest investments we can make, and we can't afford to wait.
Thank you, Corinne, for introducing that video. And now it's my great honor to introduce our guest speaker today. I'm so proud to say publicly that Senator Katie Muth is my amazing senator. And she and her husband Trevor, along with their fur babies Vinny and Kermit, have become Preston and my cherished friends. Senator Katie Muth is a passionate advocate for change. She has never been afraid to speak truth to power. Grounded in the strong values of hard work, dedication, and commitment to helping others, Senator Muth is determined to champion Pennsylvanians. Last week, she was intending on being here with us today, but last Friday, she was visiting a prison in Western Pennsylvania. And when she came out of prison, sorry, Katie, I didn't mean that way. When she left the prison, her car would not start. So it was Friday evening, and of course, it's very difficult to get parts. So she's waiting for a part for her car, and she'll be getting that on Monday and coming back to us. But she's agreed to come here by Zoom, and we're very grateful for that. On November 6, 2018, Senator Muth was elected to the State Senate's 44th District, representing Montgomery, Chester, and Berks County. As we all know, those districts have been reapportioned, and we'll have more information about that in the future. But what we do know is Katie was born and raised in Western Pennsylvania, and her background and her experience instilled in her a fervor for citizen activism and service. She got her start in politics as a volunteer in political campaigns before moving on to form and chair Indivisible Mid-Montco, which met right here in this sanctuary. With a proven record of activism, Senator Muth is focused on helping those struggling to find affordable health care, ensuring equal pay for equal work, providing and promoting a living wage and paid family medical leave. In addition, the senator is focused on aiding students who are overburdened by heavy student loans. Senator Muth's father, Scott, worked for 44 years in the industrial machine industry, and her mother, Jennifer, was a nutritionist. Both grandfathers were World War II veterans. She's a strong advocate for issues that matter to people, and especially to issues that matter to UUs in supporting our UU principles. Issues that affect our quality of life. She's a defender of voting rights, voting against every attempt to limit our right to vote. Senator Muth says, government has a moral duty to protect and empower its people. As a legislature elected to serve the people, we should work to guarantee that everyone can register to vote and has access to the ballot box. We must also finally work to end the toxic, corrupt, harmful, pay-to-play politics that prioritize corporate profits and harm the hardworking families and people of our Commonwealth. As a recently appointed trustee to the largest pension system in Pennsylvania, the one I and many of you out there are vested in, PSERS, which is Pennsylvania State Employees Retirement System, Katie has been fighting for transparency and accountability. You go, Katie. And so today, we'd like to kick off Amazing Women Month by welcoming Senator Katie Muth. Senator?
Thank you. I just want to make sure that you can hear me before I start. Okay, good. Thank you, Jerry. again, thank you for having me. And I genuinely apologize for not being there in person. As you can see, I'm in the toy room of my dad's house. Luckily, where I broke down was 40 minutes away from where my dad lives. So 38 years old, and my dad had to come pick me up at a car dealership. So God bless him. So I was just playing with my nephew. We built an entire train system here with access to drinking water and clean transit, we called it. So we were working hard earlier this morning. So I forgive the background of the toy room. So thank you again for having me. I, you know, when I think about Women's History Month, I have quotes all over my office of, you know, badass women that have just trailblazed to make today a little bit easier for women in terms of all professions, all positions of leadership, and all platforms. But I want to talk about some of those accomplishments, but then also talk about how far we still have to go. So I think we certainly owe a brief moment of celebration with fingers crossed for the fact that we now have a Black woman nominated to be on the U.S. Supreme Court. So that's a big deal. And I would just like to remind you all that it is 2022. And here we are, and finally that's happening. So long overdue, but certainly very necessary in terms of making sure that our judicial system is you know, representative of the population that it serves. So that gives me hope. And I like the theme of renewing faith, because I think the work that I'm in public service, you certainly have to learn to renew your faith in things, sometimes on a moment-to-moment basis. But, you know, knowing that at least we have a president of the United States that nominated such a brilliant person to take on that role gives me hope. Your faces on the screen give me hope, because you chose to be here today and to give your time, maybe not necessarily to hear me, but certainly in your community at UU. And so I say thank you for that. And I love that there are young girls participating and helping host this session today, because that's so important. And again, that gives me hope. And so as we talk about the accomplishments of women, I wanna talk a little bit more. We all know the famous ones. I wanna talk about the work that women do that sometimes they're not acknowledged for until years and decades after it's been done. And most likely they're no longer with us. So I want to talk about behind the scenes, the women behind the scenes doing the daily grind. One of those women certainly is Linda Weaver. There's other women on the screen I know that do all sorts of you know, advocacy efforts to make change and fight for certain issues and to fight injustices. And it truly does take an army of really dedicated, persistent people to make change. And I think that just my bias, that women strengthen that army to get us to victory. And that's because women, you know, I've spent my weekend here, but I've spent my weekend mostly on Zooms and with binders in front of me trying to appeal on a permit for a really harmful environmental project that our own state gave access to pollute directly discharge into a stream that I is not in Senate District 44, but if it can happen in one stream, it can happen in every stream. And so working with two other women that are not being paid to do this, looking through legal briefs, looking through documents on how to try to stop and appeal this harmful project. And so that's women's history. Women's history is doing the work to fight these things that you may never hear about or may not know about until well after. And, you know, women have paved the way to have, you know, for equity. We're still trying to finish paving that road to equity. But it really does take an entire army, and you have to be able to learn to balance that, who's going to battle that day and who needs a rest. And, you know, on the days where, you know, you want to quit, you can't quit, you have to rest. And so to that army comes in any of the other people, all genders that support women in the Army, right? And they're part of the Army. So I want to say thank you, certainly to my husband for being a part of that Army, but other faces on the screen who have empowered women, who've lifted women up, who've, you know, even in the moment of basic conversations, reminded people not to interrupt women, reminded people to let women finish their sentences and give them the acknowledgement for the point made instead of letting a man do it right after, which happens very regularly in my job in the Senate. We watch it happen, and we have a little watchdog group of women that make sure we point it out and thank each other and call each other Senator Muth or Senator Cappelletti or Senator Collette, because often we're called Maria, Amanda, and Katie. And so, and it's not demeaning, it's just if the men get called Senator Costa, Brewster, or whomever, then we should be called the same. And those are the little moments that build the history to bring women to Harrisburg, to bring women into politics, because politics is policy and policy impacts your life. And so without women at the table, the policy is terrible. And unfortunately, being in the minority, it's very difficult to implement any of the policies that we would all love to see become a reality. But that's why we're there fighting tooth and nail to make sure that at minimum the truth is told, that the truth is told, and women tell the truth. And it's painful and it's lonely sometimes and it's grueling. And women still stand up and tell the truth because they know that without that, nothing works. Government doesn't work. Policy doesn't work. Our communities don't work safely. And so I think that is Women's History Month, is that it's happening as we're speaking right now. And to all those before that have paved that way, let's celebrate their victories. Let's celebrate their successes, and to truly honor RBG or Shirley Chisholm or Rosa Parks, we have to be brave like they were. And sometimes being brave is really uncomfortable, and being the person in the room to tell the truth, matter-of-factly, not combatively, just being the person in the room to tell the truth requires a lot of bravery. And so being in those spaces as women, we have to stand firm and hold our sacred ground and know that sometimes in the truth, you may be standing alone in that moment, but how many people behind you are really backing you up? And so I say thank you to everyone who's backed me up in those moments of truth, where I often say it in the Senate, I just keep trying to amend bad bills to make them better or stop bad bills from passing. And most of my amendments, but two have been voted down. I have the most amendments in the Senate, but that's my power, right? That's my power in the moment, is to use amendments to tell the truth about what's really being voted on and to tell the truth about how government doesn't work and how it should work and what policies could be instead of the ones that are being voted on that are backed by corporate donors. And so as we here as Pennsylvanians, I know the UU population, you all love the environment, which is why I love you all. And I think that's super important to say that everything's interconnected. And I know I'm preaching to the choir here because all of you know that everything is connected. And so just because something isn't happening here in our community doesn't mean it can't happen in our community. So some other communities fight, it's our fight. And having women in the Army and having supporters to help lead the way, that's the only way we make our world the way we want it to be instead of the way that it is now. So I wanna say, I am one girl that's on fire, but sometimes I have to rekindle that fire. So Alicia Keys is certainly one way to add to the playlist. So thank you for playing that song. And I hope that all of you continue to do what you do and be supportive and fight for justice and fight for all the things that need changed. And I appreciate every single one of you. And I hope that you continue to make history of your own. And I look forward to working with you and making that history. So thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Senator Muth. And I have to tell you that when I was thinking about songs for this service, "This Girl Is on Fire" just popped out, because anyone who ever has been in Katie's presence feels that flame of passion that she brings to every issue. And you know, a friend of mine in Harrisburg that is very familiar with the scene in Harrisburg was telling me a story about when Katie walks in the room. He said, when Katie walks in the room, everyone falls silent and they say, oh, and there's an expletive, Katie's here. And he's, and I laughed and he goes, and that's her own party. So the point is she does speak truth to power no matter which party it is. And she's always, in my not so humble opinion, on the right side of justice. And I do appreciate the words that you gave, that you just spoke now, Katie, about how we can empower women in our everyday life. And a simple thing, which I really never became aware of except through Katie, is being talked over. Or when we make a point and then a man makes a point after us and they get praised for the point that we just made. And that has happened to me a lot in my professional career, but I was just unaware of it. And now it calls on all of us to speak up and to be aware of those kinds of small things that really do make a big difference. Okay. Again, I want to thank the senator. And it's that time in our service for matters of the heart. So at this time, we're going to share any joys that may be lifting us up or sorrows that are weighing us down at the moment. And while we think about those things and gather our thoughts, John is going to play a musical interlude of New Age music that was composed by a woman.
Okay, so we have come to that time of our service for Matters of the Heart where you can share with this community any joys that are lifting you up or sorrows that are weighing you down.
John is going to show a very brief PowerPoint of the sorrow that's weighing me down. Thank you. Now that concludes this portion of our service, and now we'll have Spirit of Life, after which we'll have closing words by Lorraine Lee.
Good morning, everyone. Our closing words today are by Haruki Murakami, and here they are. And once the storm is over, you won't remember how you made it through, how you managed to survive. You won't even be sure whether the storm is really over. But one thing is certain, when you come out of the storm, you won't be the same person who walked in. That's what the storm is all about. And now Lindy Fisher will extinguish our chalice.
We extinguish this flame, but not our concern for all those living in perilous circumstances, or our hope for peace in all the world. Now our closing song is hymn number 1026, If Every Woman in the World, words and music by Karen McKay.
Please join in singing our closing hymn, If Every Woman in the World, number 1026 in your teal hymnal. You can follow along with my voice and read the lyrics that will pop up on your screen. If every woman in the world had her mind set on freedom, if every woman in the world dreamed a sweet dream of peace, if every woman of every nation, young and old, each generation, held her hands out in the name of love, there would be no more war. If every man
I would like to thank the people who helped with today's service: Tony Black, Lindy Fisher, Marion Augustine, Christine Perry, Corinne McNeil, Manny McNeil, Senator Muth, of course, John Sayre, our tech guru. And to all you other women out there, we're going to be having another, we're having three more services. Oh, didn't I say Lorraine Lee? Oh, I am so sorry, Lorraine. No, I don't know how I could have forgotten Lorraine Lee, my original mentor who started me on this path.